like one of the few things he was able to actually love were animals. They almost served as a substitute for human relationships. I thought there was an interesting quote. I don't have it written down right now, but there was something about how he was a man who didn't fear God. He only feared his fellow man. Some of the animals he had was the goshawk, which we talked about earlier this week on our show. That might be his most well-known companion, but he also had a loyal dog named Brownie and many other animal loves throughout his life. What do you think these associations did for him?
They taught him how to love and how to be loved and to be worthy of the person or the animal who was doing the loving. So Brownie came into his life. White went goose shooting in a pub in Norfolk. So Norfolk on the east coast of England, it's got very broad, big sands with lots and lots of marshy inlets. And it's where the geese flying in from Siberia, from Scandinavia, come and land, settle. They might mate there and might just do a stopover and on they go. But it's a classic place to go goose shooting. So White went and did this, and he shot, well, he didn't actually shoot geese because he got himself out there. You get up at the crack of, before the crack of dawn, and you paddle out to the wet, sopping wet beaches in the marshes, and you sit there with your gun and you wait for the geese to rise off the mudflats and fly over, and then you shoot them. But White couldn't. He was just so awestruck by the beauty of the birds as they flew over. He just sat there going, wow, amazing. He goes back to the pub, has breakfast, goes to sleep, and the landlady of the pub comes up with a very young red setter puppy called Brownie, saying, would you like this? Because we've got one too many. And Brownie took one look at him and decided that White was now her god and master. Mm-hmm. And White said, oh, how lovely. Yes, of course, I'll take a puppy. I'm sure I can find a puppy. So he accepted Brownie. I think Sylvia describes it as he accepted her as something decorative and charming, like a very rich tassel on his boot. But he didn't think about her as a person because she was just a dog. Mm-hmm. And so Brownie accompanied him. And it was only when Brownie died that he realized how much he had been to her. And he tried desperately to save her because she got a dog disease I don't know anything about, which involves sitting up with a dog and making the dog drink and giving it infusions and so on. And he worked so hard to save her. And the poor creature died. And White stayed up two or three nights with the body and then buried her. And he was a changed man after that. He did take on other dogs pretty quickly. I think Brownie died in Ireland. And he took Killy and then a male dog, a Prince and Killy, I think, with the two other dogs. He brought them back to England. He had to give up Prince because Prince was just too big and boisterous, but Killy became the new Brownie. Mm. And he adored and worshipped Killy so much that when he was settling for a new place to live where he wouldn't have to pay income tax in Britain, because by that time, this is now 50s, early 50s, he was a very, very rich man. And he was outraged, such a conservative, about having to pay tax.
Yes.
So he decided, right, the Channel Islands, this is a string of islands rather nearer to France than England, but they have a particular tax regime that, you know, is a famous place for avoiding pay tax. Anyway, he went there by boat with Killy and said, where shall I go next? I would like to try this island. And they said, oh, you can only get there by plane. We don't go send boats. Well, you can't take a dog on a plane. Well, you couldn't then. So he decided, I will go to the only island that will take a dog in a boat, and that was Alderney. And he chose Alderney because Killy would not be abandoned, Killy would not be discomposed, and so on.
I know. It's amazing how the book and how Warner, through her research, her reconstruction of his life, like, was able to portray these really complex relationships with animals as if they were human characters. It's kind of an incredible accomplishment. You know, you don't often read human-animal relationships depicted that in-depth, but certainly not secondhand the way that this is. But he did, White did have some deep ties to a few select humans.